This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On the home of the Billikens, KMOX, I'm Tom Ackerman, and this Billiken Report is sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. We welcome in the voice of the Billikens, Bob Ramsey. Good morning, Ramer.
Tom, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. I have a baseball question for you first, if you don't mind. I know you love talking ball, and with this Arenado news, I've been handed a blank lineup card, and here's my lineup. You ready? All right.
Okay.
I want to get your thoughts on this. I think this one's going to score some runs. Mason Wynn leads off and plays shortstop. Brendan Donovan bats second, plays left field. Wilson Contreras bats third. He's the first baseman. Alec Burleson bats fourth. He's the DH. Arenado fifth at third base. Newt Barr bats sixth. He's the center fielder. Jordan Walker in right bats seventh. Nolan Gorman, the second baseman, bats eighth. And Ivan Herrera would be my starting catcher because of his bat, and he bats ninth. Your thoughts?
If those are your nine guys, I don't know how anyone could dispute it. I think that's the way to do it. Can I be your bench coach?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Okay. I think we'd win some games.
Yeah, my only thing is, how much do you need? Does the club think they need strength up the middle? Talking mostly about defense, Gorman did a nice job at second base, but you know he didn't hit. And do you? Will he earn it in March? I think that's got to be his thing. I don't think I would pencil Gorman in now. But if it looks like he's got his swing back, like we saw 10 months ago, or was it 11 months ago, last May, then I think I'd jump right there with you. But if it looks like he's not quite ready and you want him to be a third baseman for when you need that at the end of July, there was my little teaser. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, then is he better off and ultimately the team better off playing third base every day at Memphis? I think those are questions that March will help to decide. And then you have one of your two really young, unbelievable defensive center fielders, and Donovan plays second base every day. But with the nine you put out there, I think it's a perfect lineup.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And you could put Newt Barr out in left, and then your center fielder, either Siani, Victor Scott. There are a lot of things you could do there.
Yeah.
Bob Ramsey is with us. You know, Josh Schertz doesn't have that many options to move around. I mean, the game that we did at Chaffetz Arena, the George Mason game, he basically rode his starters the entire way. They go to Loyola on Friday. The game gets away from him. Just your thoughts overall on what he has right now, the fifth-place team in the Atlantic 10.
You know, let me make a kind of a baseball reference since we kind of started with that. I think it's he's in a spot where you've got a bullpen where your manager really doesn't, and I don't want to say trust applies to Josh and his young players, but guys that you don't think can get a guy out. And so you end up going to the two or three or four guys in your bullpen day after day after day. And then what happens? They wear out, but in good conscience to win a game, you can't go to the other guys. So Coach Schertz, who loves the talent of two guys in particular in McCautry and Picard, and loves the toughness and heart of Dylan Warlick, I don't think he's ready to put on their shoulders winning a game in the Atlantic 10 Conference. With this week off now, will that recharge the legs and the batteries of the starting five guys, and maybe you don't have to rely on the freshmen as much? Those are questions that remain to be answered, but you may have to down the stretch, the final five games on the schedule and going into Atlantic 10 postseason play, you may have to force feed those guys. And that's why you got to have a coach, and he's got to live and die with his decisions.
Yeah. How about that George Mason team? Speaking of them, they are a force. I did not have that in my predictions. They are 12-1 in the league. Nobody had them, did they?
No, and they keep finding ways to win close games. You know, that's the thing. And they've come out and beat some people pretty well, but they find ways to win. And when you find, and when you've got a group that does what it takes and finds way to win games, whether it's hitting big shots, whether it's big defensive stands, what have you, you may have something special there.
It's going to be a lot of fun Saturday when we all get back together, because the city is going to be hopping. You have the Blues playing on Saturday night. You have City playing on Saturday night at home as well. And before all of that, Cardinal Baseball on KMOX and the Billikens we will put on 97.1 FM Talk, because they tip at Chaffetz Arena at 1:30 against Rhode Island. Bob Ramsey is going to have the call of that game. Looking forward to a very busy day of hoops and soccer and hockey and baseball, and it'll all be surrounding KMOX.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry, and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.